Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. NASCAR has set a date to green flag its cup season amid the coronavirus pandemic. The circuit says it will resume its season without fans present starting May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. The Premier Cup Series will then race three more times in a 10-day span, beginning with one more at Darlington before two outside Charlotte, North Carolina. The revised schedule only goes through May. Two of the cup races take place on a Wednesday, fulfilling fans' longtime plea for midweek events. In other virus-related sports news, this year's Little League World Series and the championship tournaments in six other Little League divisions have been canceled. Little League President Stephen Keener made the announcement yesterday from league headquarters in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, saying it would be impossible to hold the events amid ongoing restrictions on large gatherings and travel. The Little League World Series has been held every August since 1947 and has never before been canceled. And the New York Racing Association is seeking to resume live racing at Belmont Park without fans, and it wants to do the same thing this summer at Saratoga Racecourse. NYRA says returning to racing would, quote, provide a small sense of normalcy for fans across the country who can watch on television and online, end quote. There has been no live racing in New York since March 15th, although training has continued at Belmont Park. In college sports news, the NCAA Board of Governors has recommended delaying a change to the transfer waiver process that would permit all athletes to switch schools once without sitting out a season. Currently, NCAA rules require football, baseball, men's hockey, and men's and women's basketball players to sit out a season after transferring, while athletes in other sports are given a one-time exception so they can play right away. Now it is likely the NCAA will examine loosening restrictions on transfers through legislation. Even with the board's recommendation, the Division I Council could still vote on making the waiver change this month. I'm Jesse King.